Hey there, welcome to the Creative Classroom Podcast. Today is May the 4th, which is Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you and also with you. I love this day. This is like a true holiday in our family. Although today we're actually not watching any Star Wars movies, which is kind of odd. So we're going to do something way, way different today. We're not going to be really talking much about creativity. We're going to be talking about Star Wars. And in particular, we're going to be asking this question of whether or not Yoda was a good teacher. So here's the deal. I love Star Wars. I will admit readily that I don't know enough about it. Like, there are people who have that insane trivial knowledge where they know like every single minor character and like the sub characters and the different fan fiction that was that's not me. But I love it. I love it because it's epic. I love it because of the story and the craft that went into it. I don't love Jar Jar Binks. You can't love Jar Jar Binks. In fact, I still think it would have been awesome if in the newest, you know, Force Awakens movie, if they had just started it with, you know, Jar Jar Binks giving a monologue on midichlorians and then like fooled the audience with a fake beginning, that would have been awesome. But it has me asking this question about Yoda and the pros and cons of him. You know, was he a good teacher? So I want to start out with the cons. Like, what makes Yoda a bad teacher? And I think the first thing is a fixed mindset. Now, this might be sacrilege to call him a bad teacher, but he had some real flaws, and the fixed mindset is one of them. I think he is essentially looking at Anakin Skywalker, and he calls him bad, essentially. He says that his heart isn't right. He looks at him and doesn't believe that he can change. And although the assumption is that Yoda was right, I wonder if in some way that could have been a self-fulfilling prophecy. You know, what if really the truth is Anakin had more potential? What if he went the wrong way partly because his mentor, essentially his teacher, didn't let him in? I mean, the assumption is, again, that Yoda made the right decision, but I'm not entirely sure. Number two, I have an issue with the fact that Yoda is so focused on results. Yoda is famous for saying, do or do not do. There is no try. And that sounds great. Sounds like a line from a fortune cookie, right? But I don't really believe that. As a teacher and as a parent, I care more about effort. I want to see mistakes and learning from mistakes. I want to see iterative thinking. Number three, elitism. Yoda's desire to work with only the greatest and most gifted reminds me of certain teachers who believe that the most talented teacher should only work with those destined for greatness, for the gifted ones. They're a little bit like Professor Slughorn in the Harry Potter series. But I'll take the grit of Han Solo any day over the giftedness and whininess of Luke Skywalker. Yoda reminds me that teachers can sometimes boast of amazing projects because they hand-selected the best kids to be in their classroom. And that's a real issue. Number four, self-righteousness. Yoda makes pithy sayings with things like death is a natural part of life, rejoice for those who transform the force, mourn for them that do not, miss them, do not, attachment leads to jealousy. I mean, you get it, right? And there might be an element of truth to this. But here's the thing. If someone is facing tragedy, if they're dealing with crappy stuff in their life, the answer in that moment is to shut up and listen, to weep with that child and give them zero advice, at least at first. And you never see Yoda do that. Number five, detachment. This is, of course, a part of the sort of Eastern philosophy, meditation, all that kind of stuff. I think in many ways, a misinterpretation of Eastern philosophy in the Star Wars series. And I have a hard time with, you know, Yoda's saying of train yourself to let go of everything you fear to lose. Not true. Find the things you fear to lose and do whatever you can to fight for those things. Seriously, if it's family or freedom or your students or teaching, don't disengage. Engage like crazy. Stick up for those things. Embrace the people you care about and love. And remember that it is temporary, but it is good. Detached teachers are kind of like the ones who phone it in every day. They no longer feel a connection with their students. That is not what we want. Number six, a lack of nuance. Teachers will be hypocrites. But Yoda places ideas over people and, quote, truths over nuance. His pearls of wisdom read like fortune cookies, and it kind of drives me crazy. And number seven, his syntax. Totally confusing, maybe. Right? That's the worst Yoda impression ever. Confused they are. So it's easy at this point to look at him and go, maybe, dang, Yoda might have just been a crappy teacher. But then when you start listing out his great qualities, you see other things. Number one, compassion. Yoda would do anything to help out a student. And when you see this entire trajectory of the series, you see Yoda, who seems motivated by compassion for his students, even when it costs him personally. Number two, humility. Yoda was humble through the entire series. True, he might have had bad judgment in moments, or he didn't show compassion in the way that I would expect, but dang if he wasn't humble. I think great teachers have this sense of humility when they teach. Number three, discovery. Watch how Yoda trains Luke, and you get a sense of some dang good pedagogy. He leads him on a discovery of truth. He doesn't lay out a systematic framework. It is entirely empowering, student-centered. It is geared toward the learner. It is incredibly, incredibly personal and valuable. And it's a reminder that the guide on the side is powerful, that being a guide on the side doesn't mean you're second rate compared to the sage on stage. Number four, character. Instead of seeing education as merely the acquisition of a skill, Yoda was able to focus on the character inside of the Jedi. For all the talk of reaching the whole child, I often find this mindset missing in schools. The notion that education has the potential to make us better people. Yoda believed that to his core. Number five, perseverance. Yoda understood that students need to struggle. And although I don't agree with the do or do not do axiom, I love this belief in sticking with it until you get it right. He actually, despite the fact that he mocked effort, he allowed Luke to continually improve, make mistakes, and get better. He provided, which is number six, just enough help. Yoda could have defeated Darth Vader, but he let Luke do it instead. And that's just my personal opinion. Great teachers know when to step out of the way and allow their students to thrive. Yoda did that. Number seven, potential. He saw potential in Luke when others didn't. And he broke the rule, essentially, of how old you had to be a Jedi, which I thought was pretty awesome. Luke was a pretty old Padawan, if you think about it. But I think that's pretty cool the way that Yoda was able to mentor him. Number eight, simplicity. Although I'm not crazy about all of his fortune cookie advice, the truth is that sometimes wisdom is simple. And sometimes proverbs are profound. And Yoda had this sense of wise simplicity. Number nine, mindfulness. Yoda worked with action-oriented people and helped them slow down and calm their minds. I think that's a really valuable piece of learning. And number 10, experiential learning. Yoda helped to create experiences that would allow Luke to thrive. So my take home. To my core, I believe that we are all beautiful and broken. I believe that teaching will show you the most beautiful and broken parts in yourself. You'll yell at kids and it's awful. You might think ahead of time that you won't, but you will at some point. You'll shame kids. You'll make mistakes. You'll have lessons that just completely tank. But the key is this: when you are humble enough to admit you screwed up, then you begin to grow. And it has me thinking about Yoda. When I think about the first list, some of those describe me in the worst moments of my teaching. But the beauty is this: despite our mistakes, despite our brokenness, despite all the things wrong with us, despite the negative lists we could have about ourselves, kids still learn. The Force still works. Darkness is still overcome. And so even if Yoda had some flaws as a teacher, I totally keep him on staff because we are ultimately more than the sum totals of our faults, not because of the second list, not because of the good things we bring, but simply because of our heart. If you get that right, you'll eventually get the pedagogy right. And that ultimately is what Yoda had. Do I wish that Jedis had more permission to be creative? Absolutely. Do I wish that Yoda had been more patient or had had more of a growth mindset? Perhaps. But he, as amazing as he was like we all are, both beautiful and broken at the same time. So those are my musings on Star Wars. Perhaps I'm taking this way too seriously, but I hope you have a wonderful Star Wars day.